right, folks, there you go. The national anthem is behind us, and the game is ahead of us as the Penguins will be taking on the Hawks. The Hawks are in the Penguins' house at the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. A lot of Hawks fans in the house. Shout out to the Hawks fans worldwide listening. Of course, a big shout out to the DU fans all over the world. Date is January 8th, 2008. Primary day in New Hampshire. And the vote is in. And it looks like the Penguins in a landslide. At least that's what we're hoping. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans, as usual. 20 minutes overhead. And in the middle will be Trammell for the DUs. And we are ready to get this game underway. 20 minutes overhead, and the Hawks pick it up. The Hawks moving left to right across your computer. From the Q toward the P. Attacking that northern hoop. One of the Penguins hit the floor. Penguin women have lost already tonight. Flack in there gets the start. Shout out to Melbourne. Here's a three-pointer to open things up. And that's Aaron Cano, who cans it. The junior from Mililani opens the game with a tray ball with 20 seconds into it. It's a nice play. Now Flack over to Ari. Three ball on the way. Ivan Toss short. And down with it with a beautiful rebound is Chad Miller. Miller's in there at 6'6", a senior out of Honolulu. So another Hawaii guy. That's a couple on the floor. The ladies team had four Hawaiian players, or at least players who call home Hawaii. 19:05 to go, and now Adam Chavez steals it away, flips it off to Flack. And Chavez now right side, gets it over to Ari. Ari is stuffed to death. Fast break now, a perfect pass up to Chad Miller. Miller now goes up, and the foul is called against Miller. Three nothing Hawks. We're a minute and 15 seconds into it. Now here's Chavez at the top of the key. He flips it over to Wells. Wells got the mohawk going. I like that look. Wells got the left wrist is taped up. Now, here's Alistair from the left wing. Three, missed it right. Now down with it is Dozier. Dozier flips it back off to Cano, who brings it across the middle. Now over to Kargis. Kargis goes up, and there's a whistle. Still 3-0. Trammell with the foul. Good man. And the first one. Hey, Taylor Clinton's in the house. Haven't seen him in a while. Clinton down from Olympia, I think. I'm not sure if Clinton's. He was one of the great DU players, though, in years past. And one of those free throws is made, 4-0. Here's Chavez. Chavez is between the circles. Chavez now flips over to Wells. Wells has got it on the right wing. Now he's going to reset. Now he's directing traffic over to Alistair Flack. Flack on the left wing gets it back to Wells. Wells one step, gets it to Chavez. Chavez thinks about it. Al left side. Flack now fires it indoors. Gets it to Trammell. Trammell goes baseline to Chavez, whistle. 4-0, Penguins trail. Penguin women didn't score for the first 7 minutes. We're 2 minutes into it now, and the Penguin men have not scored. 4-0. 17:44 to go. Now Names has it. Now they bounce it indoors. Chad Miller. Oh, off the foot of Trammell. I think it was off of him. But here's Chavez right side. Chavez slows up, gets a foul, gets a bucket, gets to go to the line. And Adam Chavez. So Chavez goes to the line now after scoring the deuce. He'll get a chance to score three for the DUs and get us within one. Chavez wears 34. That's John Ojo's old number. On the way. And it's good. 4-3 DU trails. They are they're on defense now as the Hawks work the ball left to right. Attacking the northern hoop. We're sitting high atop center court as usual. Looking down on the area of play. Here's a three ball by the Hawks on the way. Missed it right. Chavis down with it. Oh, nice rebound by Adam. Chavis, a communications major. They get it indoors to Chavis. Off balance. Chavis gets it to go. Holy cow. 5-4, and the Penguins lead for the first time tonight. That's five unanswered. Inside of 17 minutes. And Trammell comes down with it. Ryan with a superb rebound. Alistair Flack now across the middle. Flack's put on about 20 pounds of muscle. First broadcast of the 08 part of the campaign. Penguins are 3-1 in CalPAC. Hawks are 3-0 in CalPAC. Here's Flack. Over to the right, Ari. Ari with the black hose all the way up to the knees. Ari missed it very short. And now a whistle has been blown. Kargis commits the Hawks' second foul. Kargis is 6'5" forward out of San Diego. And the Penguins get it on the quick up and in. Chavis with a double pump can't get it to go. Chavis fell down. I don't know if Chavis or if it was Ryan. I'm not sure which guy. One of those guys hit the deck. Now Chavis with a rebound after a long three-ball attempt by Jonathan Kargis does not go. 5-4 DU. And Ari gets slammed into. Ryan Trammell saved him. Ari was on his way backward. Ari was going to hit the deck hard, and Trammell saved him from falling. Pat Fahey getting ready to come in after the first free throw by Ari Ivintosh. Phil Havlicek also getting ready to come in along with Fahey. First one by Ari bounces out. Fahey comes in along with Havlicek, and out is Ryan Trammell and out Adam Chavis. 16:09 to go. Ari Ivintosh on the line. Dennis Jones has the sport coat has come off. We're 4 minutes into it. Ari missed. No, he made this one perfectly. I thought he missed it to the right, but it fell. 6-4 DU. Names with the ball. Here's Cano. Cano's got Flack plastered to him. And our mantra tonight, Flack is back after the big injury. And a three ball goes down now by Matt. Check it by Aaron Cano. He buries the tray ball from the right wing. Yes, Flack is back after he hurt his ankle before the start of the season. Flack was in terrible shape. And now Flack is moving the ball beautifully. You would never know. And now Wells throws it away. And the Hawks come up with it. And the Hawks, no, they do not convert. Ooh, and Fahey got wrapped up with Troy Cotton. Cotton's done a damage over the years to the D. It was 15:24 to go. 7-6, Hawks are in front. And Cotton goes back to the line. Cotton, the leading scorer for Holy Names. Cotton puts a right foot, toes the line with Flack in the backcourt. Cotton on the way. Yes. Now Ray Chavis has come in along with Nate Rogoff. Wells and Alistair Flack have come out in between shots. Cotton back to the line now. Cotton, a 6'3" junior out of Las Vegas. And this one's on the way, and that's perfect. So Cotton very, very elegantly knocks home both. Just a slight amount of backspin, just enough to pull it down from the hoop. 9-6, DU trails. It's been back and forth so far. Here's Ray. Nothing. Chavis went three ball, and he missed it. He had a pretty clean look. Oh, it's very physical down there. Here's Cotton, two ball, no. Now Ray Chavis hits the ground. Adam Chavis on the bench right now. Ray hits the ground pretty hard. Ray Chavis is a 6-footer, and he's a junior. Of course, Adam is. Adam Chavis is a 6'5" sophomore. So we've got a lot of Chavis in the house, a lot of basketball talent right there between those two guys. 14:50 to go. 9-6, DU trailing now, and it's kind of a scoring drought of sorts. Now working the perimeter. Here go the Hawks. Three ball on the way. Very short. A lot of Penguins down there. The Hawks get it out. Somehow they hang on to it. Here goes Kargis. Shot clock resets. It's at 29 now. Kargis kicks it back out, and they're going to reset. Here's Turner. Patrick Turner, who's come in. A freshman out of Fort Bragg. Over to the right side now. Here's Cotton. Cotton flips it back off to Dozier as he looks backward. Dozier buries a tray. Dozier left side. And Penguins trail by six. It's 12-6. Penguins trailed 5-0. Then it was 5-4. Then it was 7-5. DU went up. And here's a nice layup by Ari Avintosh. And Avintosh wears those black socks all the way up the knee. And Adam Chavis getting ready to come back in now. 34 is Chavis. Left side now. Here's Cotton. Cotton, the team leader. Cotton, not only the scoring leader, but kind of the spiritual leader, it seems like, so far. He's just so calm and cool and collected. Now driving in is Paul Conyers. Conyers gets stuffed by about four Penguins. Fahey, Avintosh, left side, Ari. Yes! 13:26 to go, 12-10, DU coming back. Katie Christensen's in the house. I can't believe it. Haven't seen her in about 3 years. When did you graduate? She graduated 3 years ago, fans. One of the greatest lady Penguins that ever donned a Penguin outfit. 13:06 to go, 12-10. Now here is Nate Rogoff across the middle. Fahey on the way. Three ball, Fahey, deep. Tipped out. Penguins have got it, Fahey. Oh, he thought three again. Here's Nate. Rogoff now one step off to the left. Now he holds up the left hand, indicating the play. Low bounce pass, Fahey drives in. Fahey on the lane, in and out and back in. I remember the night that Katie Christensen hit five threes in a row out at Holy Names. Speaking of Holy Names, 12.5 to go. Now here is Conyers. Conyers with a travel. Conyers with a travel, and Adam Chavis is back in there. Chavis in place of Havlicek. And Trammell's back in there in place of Fahey. Twelve and a half to go, and it's 12 up, fans. Over to the left side now. Adam Chavis has got it. He gets it over to Nathan Rogoff. Rogoff with a nice head fake to Ray Chavis. Ray Chavis goes, Ari Avintosh, the Penguins are backing up. Now, between the circles is Nate. Ryan, left side, Ari, thinks three ball. Ari with a juke. Ari gets it up there to Chavis, yes. Chavis working the low post. Penguins up by two, 14-12. That's eight unanswered. Now the Penguins are doing something right here all of a sudden. Alistair Flack getting ready to come back in with Wells. Now the jumper by Cotton, yes. Oh, Cotton high off the glass. That was about 3 feet high on the glass, 14 all. 11:40 to go, first half action. And Flack said something to me. I don't know what it was. Flack said something to me, and I don't know what he said. Now he's in there on the floor, and here's Trammell. With a turnaround jumper. Oh, Ryan got it to go. 16-14, 11.5 to go. Now over to the right. Holy Names brings it across the timeline. Cano. Cano gets it over left side. Here's Heumann. This is Alex Heumann. Now they get it back in there. Here's Nicholas Bailey who's come in. Bailey with a two-point miss. Trammell, no. Chavis down with it. Here's Wells across the middle quickly. Penguins working the ball very fast. Penguin ladies already lost earlier. Here's Wells kick out. Now he goes back to Alistair, who resets. Now Adam. Indoors. Here's Trammell. Over to left side. Wells with a head fake. Oh, Wells juked his way through and laid it in there on the left side. Oh, man. Wells with the mohawk. Wells dumps it in there beautifully. 18-14. 10:43 to go in the first half, fans. Now driving in are the Hawks. Now they're working the perimeter. Chavis playing some heavy D. Now Alistair's out there forcing the perimeter action. No! Trammell gets it, get away. It goes into the back court. And the Hawks bring it back. Alistair got back in his face. Seven on the shot clock. Driving. Oh, and it's stuffed by Chavis. Chavis with an all-ball block. Nicholas Bailey tried to drive it in left side on the baseline, and Chavis said no and dumped it back at him. Short side now. Inbounds. Quickly the Hawks. Driving into the paint. Jumper, no. Down with it, Ryan. Kick out, Alistair. Penguins will take that. Now Flack kicks it over to Wells on the right side. Wells on the right wing. Now Flack is in between the circles. Coach is yelling at him. Low bounce pass, Ryan. Over to the left now, Flack. Drives in. Flack baseline off the glass. Alistair, yes! 20-14, 9:45 to go. Left side now, names. Alex Heumann. He's got Wells all over him. Wells is climbing up his back. Here's a nice soft jumper from Dozier. No. Chavis again down with it over to Flack. Flack right side. He's way out on the right wing thinking about it. Flack goes between the legs, now to Wells, between the circles. Mid court. Here's Chavis. Chavis very cool. Goes baseline. Chavis with a slam jam! Adam Chavis. Absolutely juked every Hawk in the house and had it his way. Adam Chavis goes baseline and pounds home the slam jam. Holy cow, now a timeout's been called by Dennis Jones. The Penguins 22, the Hawks 14. 9 minutes, 12 seconds to go, and Fahey's going to get ready to come back in. It's a good opportunity to recognize the sponsors of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Pick up your copy of the Marin IJ today. You can find them at marinij.com. The Mechanics Bank at 904 4th Street. Stop by the San Rafael office or check them out online. MechBank.com. MECHBANC.com. Fuentes Taqueria, the best burritos in town. Located at the Montecito Plaza. That's 243 3rd Street. Say hi to Bobby. Fuentes Taqueria. Wells Fargo Bank. 12 Marin locations to serve you. That's at wellsfargo.com. Frank Howard Allen Realtors, and they are at fhallen.com. We are back underway, fans. 9:12 to go. The clock will run. 22-14, the Penguins. Pat Fahey comes back in for the mighty Dominicans. So now Holy Names moving left to right. Alistair Flack with some great defense. Oh, Flack is just playing so tough. And the Hawks throw it away for the Penguins. Matt Ferreira's come in, the 5'10 junior out of Hayfork. What's Hayfork? Does anybody know where Hayfork is? Yes, it is. It is up north. Way north. Inside of 9 minutes, fans. 22-14, Hayfork in the house. 9 minutes to eight on the West Coast in California. Hayfork. Like that. All right, so now we're back on the way. The clock rolls 8:40. Here's the shot on goal from the left side. This is Bailey. No. Short. Penguins down with it. Wells has got it. I like that. Ferreira out of Hayfork, the junior at 5'10". Now here's Ryan Trammell. He throws it outside. Here goes Fahey. Three balls short. Oh, and thought the Penguins were going to come down with it, but the Hawks get it. That's Heumann. Heumann brings it across slowly. Flips it over to the right side. Bailey. Bailey goes into the corner. Here's Miller. Miller thinks three ball on the way. He missed it deep. Wells with a rebound. Here's Alistair. Oh, Flack flips it all the way down there to Ferreira. Gets the deuce. And that's 2 points for Hayfork right there. The pride of Hayfork. That's Matt Ferreira, the 5'10er. 7:48 to go. The Penguins by 10? Holy cow, the Penguins are playing some massive defense, and that's where this game is. That's the difference in this game. Tavani said the Penguins have a very good chance if they can get some rebounds. I talked to him several hours ago. And here comes Kruger in place of Ryan Trammell. And now the Hawks bring it in on the short side. 7:38 to go in the first half ends. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. Over to the left side now are the Hawks. The Hawks are working it in. Fahey on defense. Back and forth, Hawks. From the baseline to Jonathan Kargis. 24-16, DUs. Here's Fahey back over to Alistair. Left corner. Here goes Ferreira. Ferreira steps out of bounds on the baseline. Ferreira's a new recruit for Brett Tavani. Check it. He was pushed out of bounds. That's the fifth team foul committed by the Hawks. Two committed by the Penguins so far. 7:16 to go. The Penguins on top. Inbounds Fahey. Short fade away. Pat Fahey. Fahey gets the deuce to fall from the left side on the quick up and in. 26-16 Penguins. Coming up on 7 minutes now. Penguins by 10. Here's Bailey. Right wing, Bailey. Oh, and Fahey falls on it. Oh, and it's stolen away now by Ferreira. Ferreira's one-on-one. Ferreira left side, he's fouled. Alex Heumann went in there and decked him. The steal, it was broken up by Fahey. Matt Ferreira ended up with it. He goes left side. And he'll go to the line. It was one-on-one. That's the sixth team foul committed by the Hawks. First one, no good. Chavis back in. Wells and Flack out. And Adrian Valderrama's come in for the Penguins as well. So Valderrama and Chavis replace Wells and Flack. This one's on the way, and that one is good by Ferreira. 27-16, 6:45 to go. All right, Ferreira is in there playing some massive defense. And now they flip it out to Dozier. Dozier gets it over to Cano, and Cano throws it out of bounds. And there's a whistle. And the foul is called against Kevin Kruger. I'm not sure what. Yeah, well, it's called against Kevin Kruger. Now it's indoors, and a super play there by Jonathan Arrington, a 6'5" freshman out of Glendale, Arkansas. Looks like Glendale, Arkansas is in the house as well, 27-18. Here's a turnaround jumper by Adam Chavis from the line, and that goes down for two. A great feed by Ferreira. 29-18, coming up on 6 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a three ball by Dozier on the way. Missed it short. Chavis with a massive rebound. Chavis gets in there, just hauls it in, and Chavis walked with it across the middle. He stutter-stepped on the way, and he knew it. Chavis tried to take it coast-to-coast, and right at the mid-court line, he just sort of stutter-stepped, and he walked with it. The Penguins by 11. We're inside of six now. 29-18. A lot of DU alum in the house. I see Stevie Johnson's in the house watching both games, Johnson. And now over to the left side, the Hawks driving in. Aaron Cano goes baseline. He's fouled. And the foul is against Matt Ferreira. Ferreira's a 5'10 junior. And Cano's going to go to the line, the 5'10 junior. He's from Mililani, inland on Oahu. And he flings this one in. Boy, that was, he didn't waste any time with that one. Knocked it home. Taylor Clinton's in the house also, and one of the Penguin greats of the past. And Katie Christensen's here. Now back to the line is Cano. 29-19, the Penguins by 10. Cano knocks that one home. It's a 9-point game. 5:41 to go. Fahey flings it in. Now the Penguins have it. Here's Valderrama. Over to the right side is Valderrama. Valderrama. Uh-oh, Valderrama's got trouble. And now a walk is forced by two of the Holy Names players. That was Cano and Cotton. They got all over Valderrama, and they got in his face. 29-20, 5.5 to go. in the backcourt, Holy Names. Here's Cotton. Cotton calls out the play. He's got Ferreira on him. Left side now. Here's Cano. Three ball on the way. Missed it. Chavez down with it again. Adam, they fling it over to Fahey. Fahey with a head fake. Fahey two ball. No, he gets it indoors to Chavez, and he's fouled. Chavez is on his way up. And Jonathan Kargis with the foul. No, they called that against Chad Miller. I thought it was Kargis. Obviously, that's why I said it. But it wasn't. Ari Ivintosh getting ready to come in as Chavez with his first. Chavez misses the first one. And Holy Names has called a timeout with 5:08 to go, 29-20. See if I've got a little something to play for you here. Well, I'm going to work on it anyway. This is Stuart Horn on radio.dominican.edu. You are listening to a CalPAC doubleheader. If you've been listening all night, the ladies lost by a lot, more than I care to talk about. But the guys are on top right now by 9, 29-20. Of course, when I was mentioning our sponsors, not only of DU Athletics, but the Field of Dreams, a multi-purpose facility, scheduled to break down here, break ground here in 2009. I forgot to mention Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. You can find them at marinorthopedics.com. That's Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And we're about ready to get back underway now as the men have come back out onto the court. Ivintosh Chavez is out there for the Penguins, along with Valderrama Fahey and Kevin Kruger. And this one goes down. Chavez so solid. He missed that first one, but I refuse to... I don't know what happened there. He doesn't miss many, let's put it that way. All right, across the middle now. Names, Cano. Cano gets it outside. He gets it over to Cotton. Cotton drives in. Cotton with an easy jumper in the paint. Boy, he just drifted across the lane and let it go. 4:45 to go. The Penguins by 8, 30-22. Penguins would like to answer that one right there. Now they get it indoors. Outdoors, Fahey on the way for two. Left side, Pat. Pat Fahey buries the deuce. 4:30 to go. 32-22 Penguins. And the Penguins are playing nicely. Very controlled. Fahey, it's very smooth tonight. Penguins playing some big-time defense and getting a lot of rebounds. But Chavez can hang in the air forever. And now, after one of the Hawks got stuffed on the way, and now a whistle. It was like a double pump by Troy Cotton. Cotton got the ball off. And then one of the Penguins got his hand in the way. Then Cotton kind of batted back at it, hit it twice. 32-22 with 4:10 to go. Then the whistle came, and Dozier will go to the line. On the way, Dozier. And that one rattles around and went spun 360, then 720, and 1080. And that's as far as my math will take me. I think it only went around three times. 32-23, that one goes down after spinning around the rim many times. Spiraling down. 4:10 to go. Dozier on the line. This one's deep. Oh, no, and Dozier comes up with it. Here's the jumper. That's deep. Tip back out. Another defensive offensive rebound for the Hawks. Penguins missed two easy rebounds there. Man, oh, man, the Penguins couldn't box out. Actually, the ball came off too far. It was a long shot and a long rebound both times. Now they kick out, three ball, thinking about it. Adams wants to do it. Nothing. Inbounds, Dozier. Troy Cotton threw a bullet pass from halfway up the key to the baseline. He threw it way too hard. The intended Hawk recipient couldn't handle it. 32-23, 3:42 to go in the first, 28 on the shot clock. The Penguins have got the ball. Ari, left side, Fahey, drives baseline. Fahey now backs out, flings it over. The Penguins have got it. Here goes Valderrama, thinks about it. Pat Fahey out on the left side, 16 on the shot. He throws it away. 32-23 inside a 3.5, and Fahey was looking for Ari down low, couldn't get it to go. So now the Hawks bring it up. Penguins with full court pressure. Two Hawks in the backcourt. Only Valderrama back there for the Penguins. Someone say that's really full court pressure. 2-on-1 in the backcourt. And that makes it 4-on-3 up front. Now the turnaround jumper, and he gets it to go. And that was Chad Miller off the fingertips. And I didn't see who the foul was against.
Who was that foul? Huh? Ari?
So that was against Havlicek was the foul. Committed by Havlicek, I should say. Chad Miller cans the free throw, 32-26. Hawks are very much alive in the first half, 3:11 to go. Adam Chavis has it knocked away. Chavis will have the ball tipped out off the baseline. But the Penguins maintain control and the possession. 3:11 to go. Ari brings it inbounds to Chavis off the glass. And a foul, good. Ivan Tosh brought it in low to Chavis. Chavis went up with it and got fouled and got the ball to go. So how about that? Adam Chavis with a massive impact this year. His first year of the DUs. Ryan getting ready to come back in. Adam on the line. On the way. Perfect. Well, that Chavis can play. Rogoff and Trammell return for the Penguins, if you didn't hear in the background, by our overhead announcer here at the Conlin Center, 35-26, Penguins by 9. 3:08 to go, the clock rolls. Now the Hawks on offense are working the perimeter, and the Penguins won't let them in. Here's a three ball on the way, Cano cans it. Cano nails the tray, here's Rogoff. Rogoff across the timeline. Rogoff now at midcourt. He flings it over to Chavis. Now Nate. He's got the right side wide open. Now Chavis. He's getting double teamed. Chavis. Oh, Chavis almost slipped. Dennis Jones thought he did. But he didn't, apparently. Ari. Chavis. Thinking three. Chavis left side. The jumper very high. Oh, he missed it. And the putback. Trammell. Oh, he missed that one. Trammell had the had an easy rebound, and now under the hoop, there's four guys on the floor. And the Penguins get it on the jumper, 35-29, as a scrum ensued under that southern basket. Now Ray Chavis has re-entered the game in place of Havlicek. 35-29, Penguins with the ball on the short side, 2:15. Last time, Ari flung it in there to Chavis, who was able to convert the deuce on this very play. The only difference was Ari was on the other side of the key. Now Chavis on the right side of the key, Ari as well. Ari's got 5 seconds. He's got to get it in. He does so. Trammell has it. Check it. That was Chavis who drifted over to the left. Now Cano gets his first personal foul of the night now as Chavis will go to the line. Ari was trying to find Chavis as he drifted across the paint on the quick up and in. He was right under the hoop with Ari. The Penguins by 7. Adam on the way. Good. Chavis is looking very smooth. Very Morsey-like. I hesitate to say that. I don't invoke Morsey's name very often. And I don't do it flagrantly. In fact, I've never done it. Not since David Moore, the All-American, left the Penguins. After 4 years. Morsey's been gone a couple of years. And Chavis. Could Chavis be the heir apparent? I just don't know. But he's sure looking smooth tonight. Chavis in his first year with the mighty DUs. David Moore. Graduated in 06, number 13, Morsey. Morsey, if you're listening down under, there's a shout out to David Moore in Melbourne, Australia, where it's currently Wednesday morning. Wednesday afternoon? Right around noon, I think. 37-29. The first free throw by Eric Adams is no good. And And this one goes down as Adam converts. Shout out to Alistair Flax folks who just left here, left California Saturday. So I bet they're listening, as usual, from Melbourne. It's a lot of jet lag, but they're going to, I think they'll probably stay up and listen, especially since Alistair's back. Flack is back. Chavis to Chavis. Now Nate. No look. Ryan. Alley-oop. Stolen away. And Josh Dozier was wrapped up with Trammell. And Trammell with a foul. The junior out of Oceanside. Trammell at 6'5". 37-30 of the buck and a half to go. Fahey getting ready to come back in. He does so in place of Ryan. 37-30. And Dozier will go back to the line. Dozier on the way, and that's perfect. He gets one more now. Tavani pacing, 37-31. 1:28 to go in the half. Let's see if Dozier can convert this one. This one's deep, in and out, and it's tipped out, and it's taken down by Jacob Golubiowski. Over to the left side now, Names has got it. 1:21 to go, 27 on the shot clock. And the Penguins needed to box that one out, three ball on the way, deep. Down again with Names. Oh, man, the Penguins cannot get a rebound. And stepping out of bounds. Nope. I thought Adam had Adams had stepped out of bounds, but in fact he hadn't. A timeout was called by Coach Jones. And the Penguins, boy, if the Penguins could rebound, the Penguins would be great tonight. But they can't rebound. They're not rebounding anything all of a sudden. They look so good in the first half, rebounding. And then just the last couple of series have just been terrible. Here's a little quick ad for you on this timeout.
Communicators are the people in our society who turn reality into news and keep you informed. They are the people you hear on the radio, see on TV, and produce stories in newspapers and magazines. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, everyone is a communicator. Refine your communication skills at Dominican University of California by becoming a communications major today. For more information, please visit www.dominican.edu.
That's right. Thank you, Gina. One of our standout communication students here at Dominican University of California. So if you want to participate in the communications program, just as she mentioned, you just visit www.dominican.edu. 1:13 to go, and we're ready to go. The Hawks now on offense. The Hawks on the short side. The Hawks only have 5 seconds. They get it in. They throw it all the way to midcourt. 1:11 to go, 30 on the shot. Now across the middle is Adams. Adams kicks out right side, Cotton. Cotton the leading scorer for the Hawks. Now with some good footwork, Golubiowski goes up. He can't get it to go. Golubiowski at 6'7" is out of Pabianz, Poland, the junior. And he's got some good footwork and some good assets at 6'7". And Ari Ivantosh drives in against Golubiowski and gets it to go, 39-31. Ari, the number two scorer for the Penguins so far this year, Ivantosh. The sophomore out of Colfax. Colfax at about 3,000 feet, I think. So I bet back home in Colfax they've got some snow. 27-26. A layup laid in there by the Hawks. No good. Oh, and the fast break by Chavis. No shot. Chavis walked with it. Boy, Chavis caught it in stride. Two steps and in. And he's called on a walk. And it didn't seem like it. Havlicek's back in there in place of Fahey. 39-31. I don't know. I guess Chavis should have bounced the ball one time. He was supposed to dribble once, but he caught that thing in stride. 27 on the shot clock now. Working the ball is Cano. 3-2 on the way. Chavis comes down with it, and there's the buzzer. That's the end of the first half, folks. And the score is 39-31 at the half. And I would say the first 10 minutes, the Penguins looked real good. on boxing out and taking those rebounds down. But, you know, for the last few minutes, the Penguins didn't seem to get any rebounds. They didn't box out. And they really didn't look that strong, to tell you the truth. Shooting nicely, yes. Boxing out, not so much. So as part of a regular halftime extravaganza, I will be back in a few minutes with the first half statistics. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We are the official radio home of the Penguins. Brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. This is Stuart Horn. I'll be back in a few minutes. Just enjoying some of this Indian unsigned music going on in halftime. 14 minutes from now, we'll resume play. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. With 18:02 to go in the second half, it's CalPAC doubleheader. The Penguin women were beaten earlier by the Lady Hawks as Ryan Trammell stepped out now. Uh-oh. And as both teams fall on it, Ari gets tied up with Jonathan Arrington. No, check it. That was Chad Miller. And the Penguins get possession. Miller was trying to call a timeout, but he couldn't do it. Alistair Flack now brings it across the middle after Chavis brings it in. Now over to Wells on the right side. Wells with a low bounce pass to Ari. A lot of pressure from the Hawks. Here's Wells. He flings it over to Fahey. Three ball on the way. Fahey, oh, short. Very smooth, though. Alistair Flack picks it up. Now Ari thinks about it, fires it in to Chavis. Chavis left side. He gets the foul, and it goes. Boy, the ball just hung on the rim there. And the foul, it looks like, was against Cano. I'm not sure. 41-33, Chavis to the line. Chavis had 7 free throws in the first half, and he made them all. No, that's not right. I remember one that he missed. I'm going to check the stat sheet. Chavis has been pretty good, though, either way. I'll let him miss one. I don't want to see him miss too many more, though. Chavis, we have very high expectations, Chavis. And now the foul is called against Chavis, I think. 42-33, DU on top. Troy Cotton, the leading scorer for the Hawks, is on the line. And he knocks that one home. Kind of rattled it home. Rebound. So Cotton will go back to the line after he can the first one. 42-34. This one's good. That first one was a little bit lucky, but the second one is a no-doubter. 42-35 DU. Here's Wells on the right wing with the Mohawk. I think he's the first Penguin player to have a Mohawk. Ah, no, that can't be right. J.J. Myatt must have done it somewhere along the way. Good old number 44 was Myatt. Changed to 30 in his senior year. Only DU to ever break a backboard that I know of. Myatt was a fine Penguin in his 4 years here. 6 on the shot. Here's Wells. 3 ball on the way. A little bit deep. Oh, Chavis had it on the down, and he missed it. It kind of hit him in the neck. I think Chavis just misplayed that one ever so slightly. Chavis playing very hard tonight. And the Penguins are maintaining possession. 35 on the shot as the officials ask for the reset. Ari to bring it in. Ari needs to find a place to put it. Now Alistair has it between the circles. He backs way up toward the timeline to reset. And the Penguins had it. Good play there, but they didn't take it. Here's Alistair fling out. Ari for 3 on the way. In. Ivan Tosh buries a tray ball right when the Penguins needed a little momentum. 45-35. A great shot by Ari Ivan Tosh, one of the top scorers of the DUs this year. In fact, the number two score for the Penguins. Oh, and Fahey has the ball just smacked against him. It was a terrible pass by Josh Dozier. Dozier passed it right into Fahey's breadbasket. And they're saying it was a kick. Hold it. They got a reset on the shot clock to 21. Tavani's on his feet, and he's got a legitimate beef here. There was a terrible pass is all it was. Fahey never stuck a leg out. He just hit him right in the midsection. They said he kicked it. It was not even close to a kick, and there's an air ball as Fahey got in the face of Jonathan Kargis, and Names gets it back, and Aaron Cano nails a tray. That's three points the Penguins were penalized. And it was a gift for the Hawks after the terrible pass. So Chavis has got it. Chavis with a bump off. Chavis with a lean. Chavis with two. 47-38 DU. The Penguins at least at this point are matching baskets. Alistair Flatt got a hand in there, knocked it away for a second from Cano, the guy who nailed the three. Cano's got a pair of tray balls tonight. Ari Ivintosh comes down with it after Cano muffed it to the left. Coming up on 15, Fahey for three. Oh, Pat Fahey buries the tray ball. Fahey was way out there at about 19. Well, he had to be more than 19 because the three-point line is 19-9. So I'm going to say he's closer to 20. Oh, brother, and now Trey Cotton buries a tray. It's raining three balls. 50-41. Right side, Wells. Left side, Ari. Ari's got it, 14.5. Wells, free throw line, straight away, missed it to the left. It kicks out right. Down with it, Dozier. Dozier now, kick back to Cano. Cano across the timeline, Dozier sets him up. Now Dozier's got it on the right wing. 24 on the shot clock. Here's Cotton. He flips it up straight away. Cotton three ball. Missed by Dozier. And Golubiowski puts it down, puts the put back after the missed three ball. 50-43. Here's Wells. Wells goes up and missed it. Now on the baseline is Cano. Cano comes around Wells, and Wells kicked him accidentally. Wells almost tripped. And that's Michael Wells' first foul. Two team fouls, Hawks. Two team fouls, Penguins. Fahey, Wells, Flack, Chavis out. Rogoff, Havlicek, and Ferreira is back in there with Ari. And I know the Penguins have more than four players on the court. I just don't know who I'm missing. Kruger. 50-43 the DUs. And now the Penguins on defense. The Hawks working the perimeter. Uh-oh, Golubiowski has it. And now a push has been called against Phil Havlicek. He was trying to keep an eye on Golubiowski. And Golubiowski will go to the line, the 6'7" junior out of Pabianz, Poland. 13.5 to go with 15-43. Golubiowski to the line. He misses this one way right, and it spits out left. Pretty good game so far. Both teams playing very well. A 7-point margin for the DUs. They trailed for the first couple minutes of the game. They couldn't get anything to fall, and Golubiowski cans the second free throw. And the clock rolls, 13-28. The Penguins on offense. Penguins by six now. Now Nate Rogoff has it. He flips it over to Ari. Three ball on the way. Ari, oh, deep. But it's hauled down by Havlicek. Goes back up, missed it. Golubiowski pulls it out as he's falling out of bounds. Throws it back in play, and it's taken by Heumann. Now Patrick Turner's got it for the Hawks. And he missed the layup from the left side. And the Penguins cannot get a rebound. Eric Adams goes back up with it. And the Hawks fans wanted a foul. They don't get it. It goes out of bounds. Fast break. Penguins catch the Hawks off guard. Ari now almost overthrows it. He gets it to Kruger. Now left side. Nate. Back to Havlicek. Ari with the feed at the baseline. One of the Hawks hits the deck very hard. Now it's 5-on-4, and they're going to wait for that Hawk to catch up. The guy who hit the floor was Eric Adams. Now the three ball on the way. Uh-oh. Patrick Turner cans a three ball. It's 50-47. 12:34 to go, and the Hawks fans are going nuts. Penguin fans very quiet right now, biting the nails, most of them. All in unison with the nail biting. Now Nate. Nate straight away. Kick out to the right side. Ferreira drifts over to the right. Thinks three. Low bounce pass. Havlicek. Uh-oh, he walked with it. That was Kruger, actually. Ferreira with the feed, and Kruger walked. And now Coach Tavani has called a timeout, and I think it's a good time to do that with 50-47 as Trammell's going to come back in at the end of this timeout. And the Penguins all of a sudden have coughed up quite a few. 12:15 to go, fans. Four team fouls committed by the Penguins. We are in the second half. Two team fouls committed by the Hawks. 50-47. Both teams heavyweights in the division. The Hawks are 3-0 in conference. The Penguins are 3-1 in conference. Tonight means quite a bit for these arch rivals. The first meeting this year of these two teams. Our next broadcast will be January 12th, just 4 days away. That's Saturday night, 5:30 for the women, 7:30 for the men. The Bruins from Bethany University will be in town. The following week, the 17th, Menlo enters the Conlin Center for a CalPAC doubleheader. The 19th, Maritime Academy for a doubleheader. So the Penguins have a lot of conference work ahead of them until their next non-conference break, and that'll be on the 22nd against Golden State Baptist. So now the Hawks have the ball after the end of the timeout, 12-12 to go in this one. 50-47, the Penguins on top. The Hawks now out on the right wing. The Hawks looking to do something. They fling it over to the left side. Now they're back at the top of the key for the perimeter. Here's Eric Adams. He flings it over left side, Heumann. Heumann's got Adam Chavez plastered to him. They get it indoors. Uh-oh, Penguins in trouble. Josh Dozier goes up, missed it. Down with it is Ryan. Over to Nate. Uh-oh, Nate goes 360 and sends Eric Adams to the floor. Nate Rogoff now. Ari with a head fake. Ari drives baseline. Ari with the fadeaway. No! Oh, taken back down now by Turner. Patrick Turner has come in, a 6'1" freshman out of Fort Bragg. And he's in there at this critical point of the game. The Penguins up by only three. Here's Eric Adams. They kick it back outside now. Here's Turner. Turner drives baseline. Chavez falls on it. And it's a jump ball. And it's going to go to the Hawks. That was a good play by Chavez, though, just to break it up. Three-point game, fans. The Penguins have been on top for the last 10 or 12 minutes. And now a three ball, and it's tied as Eric Adam hits from the left wing. 50-all coming up on 11 minutes. Penguins on offense. 10 unanswered after the Penguins were on a hot streak. On the way, three ball now by Ferreira. No, it's deep, and down with it is Adams. Adams left side. Adams with a hot hand. Now they get it into Golubiowski. Can't make it. Down with it, Ryan. Here's Nate. Nate goes behind the back, and the Penguins need to find a hot hand. Chavez is in the middle. Now over to the right is Ferreira. Ferreira thinks about it. Adam, right corner, all the way across. Nate, indoors. Ryan, softly. Ryan missed it. Down with it now is Ari, and he has to throw it away as he's falling out of bounds. No Penguins could do anything with it. No Penguins were there as Ray Chavez has come in place of Ferreira. So we have Adam Chavez and Ray Chavez on the floor at the same time. 10:18 to go, 50-all, Hawks ball. Hawks haven't led for a while. They've got it in the right corner now. The Penguins playing some massive defense. Here's Dozier. Dozier kick off to Adams. Adams drifts to the right side. Adams flings it across. Dozier on the way. Looks good. No, he missed it right. Oh, brother. And the putback by Adams. I can't believe the Penguins could not get the rebound. The offensive rebound for the Hawks. 12 unanswered. Here's Ryan. Now here's Ray Chavez. Now Rogoff. Rogoff thinking about it. Rogoff doesn't know what to do with it. Now he finds Adam Chavez baseline. Chavez goes off the glass softly. Good. Ties it 52 up. 9.5 to go. Here comes Dozier. Over to the right side now is Turner. Turner flips it back over to Dozier. Now left side Adams. Adams way out there on the wing. He's got Ray Chavez on him. Golubiowski, he doesn't know what to do with it. Outside, three ball on the way. Oh, in and out, and the Penguins come down with it. Ryan over to, okay, now in the backcourt. There's no backcourt pressure. 9 minutes and 6 seconds to go. Here's Nathan Rogoff across the middle. Nate with some good ball control there. Very nice work. Now they flip it off to Ray Chavez on the way. Three ball! Ray Chavez hits a treble! 8:50 to go. The Penguins by three now. A great shot by Chavez to get the Penguins off the schneid. Here comes Eric Adams. Flips it into Dozier. Now Golubiowski, he scores a two. Eight and a half now, fans. The Penguins by one, and we've got the ball. Here is Nathan Rogoff over to the right side. Ray Chavez, who just scored the big three, over to Ari. In the corner, Ari drives baseline. Flip back out to Chavez. Ooh. And Josh Dozier broke it up, but he ends up in the front row of the grandstands, and it's out off of his foot. No, it wasn't. How can that... Hold on, that's white ball. It's got to be Penguin ball. It was out off Dozier. Oh, brother. And they let the Hawks have the ball. That's a terrible call. That is a terrible call. That was out off of Dozier. Dozier broke it up and kicked it out. Ari almost stole it away now. And now Troy Cotton's got it, and he missed it, but there's a foul. Oh, man. That is two missed calls tonight. One resulted in a three ball for the Hawks. This one ends up sending Cotton to the line after Dozier kicked the ball out of bounds, and they gave it to the Hawks. 55-54 with 8:06 to go. The Hawks with a huge break there. Pat Fahey getting ready to come back in. Cotton converts. Ryan out. Fahey's back in there. 55 up. Troy Cotton with an opportunity to take the Hawks ahead. 55 up, fans. 8:06 to go. This one's in and out. Chavez down with it. Game tied. Alistair Flack now across the middle. What? And a timeout's been called by Coach Tavani. Oh, man, this thing is back and forth all over the place. The Penguins playing very well, but they're not getting the calls so far. 7:59 to go. And Tavani was up, and Tavani was yelling at the referees. None of the referees were coming back to talk to him about it. But it was very clear to me. Of course, I sit here right next to the coach. And from our angle, it seemed very obvious that Dozier had kicked the ball out of bounds. He tried to break up the play, and he almost came up with a miraculous play. He followed the ball out of bounds, and he ended up in the front row with the ball. So I'm not really sure what it was the referee saw. But enough of that. So now that is the end of the timeout. And inbounds backcourt, Alistair Flack has it as Ray Chavez has thrown it in. Chavez drives baseline. Chavez goes up, and there's going to be a foul against Chavez, and I think Ray will go to the line. No, they're just going to bring it in. Fouls on Aaron Cano. Cano's the 5'10 junior, and he got all over Chavez. That's a third team foul for the Hawks. Chavis now. Uh-oh, Chavis has it. Gets it. Chavis to Chavis. And Adam Chavis had a block by Golubiowski from behind. And now, and a traveling violation has been called by the Hawks just before the whistle. So there were two fouls. 55-55, 7:40 Penguin ball. So while there was a foul there, it came subsequent to the travel. And so the Penguins got the ball back. So while that's a break, that's not a missed call break, but we'll take it. So now between the circles, Alistair with a great pass off to Adam Chavis. And Chavis buries the two. And the Penguins are up by two. And in a quick, boy, a quick exchange there. Troy Cotton gets it on the fast break. Dennis Jones calls a timeout now. And we're getting down to it. 7 minutes and 11 seconds. 57 up. And they're checking to see who has how many timeouts. And it's going on here at the Penguin, at the Penguins Conlon Center in a huge way. Let's see here if I can queue up. No, I was thinking I might be able to queue up something, but I guess I can't. You are listening to DU Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Worldwide, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all four corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the CalPAC champion, co-champions in volleyball, the Penguins. And the Penguins men's basketball team is concluding their timeout now, 57 apiece. Stuart Horn with you. As the Penguins welcome in their arch rival, the Hawks from Holy Names traveled over on Highway 13 up there out of Oakland, the beautiful Holy Names campus located in the Oakland Hills, the home of the Tobin Gym. And the Penguins bring it in now, 57, all the clock rolls. Alistair Flack has it. Adam Chavis makes his way to the paint. He stays down low. Nobody in the key right now. He's in there with Fahey. Tavani has the big team in with Ari. Fahey, Chavis, his three big scores. And Alistair goes three ball from the right side, missed it. 57 up, the Hawks down with a Cotton. Cotton's going to slow things down. Cotton is one cool customer. Here's Adams. He goes left side. Adams has it between the circles now. Adams drifts up, goes Cotton. The leading scorer is Troy Cotton. Cotton, a junior out of Las Vegas. He heaves it across. Golubiowski, he's got Fahey on him, nothing to do with it. Now they retreat and go back. Here's Kargus. Kargus goes back and forth against Ray Chavis. Air ball! And flung back in. And now the Penguins' Alistair Flack comes up with it. After falling out of bounds was Dozier to save it. Here's a three ball. Fahey missed it deep. Down with it, Cotton. Cotton comes back down with it now. And Aaron Cano's got it. Cano goes left side. Here's Adams. Oh, Adams throws it away, and Adam Chavis has it. Chavis comes back up with it, and Chavis tripped over one of the players. And the foul is called against Eric Adams. That's his first personal. Five team fouls committed by the Penguins. Four by the Hawks. 6:04 to go. Tie game. 57 up. Here's Flack. Flack out of Melbourne, Australia, in his second year with the Penguins. Here's Ari for three on the way deep. Oh, and thought the Penguins were going to come down with that one. The Penguins can't get any rebounding here in the second half at all. In fact, the second quarter on, they really have not gotten many rebounds. Inside of 6 minutes, 5:38 to be exact, high off the glass is Cotton, two. Penguins trail now, 59-57, 5.5 to go. Here's Flack left side. Penguins need some magic. Penguins need some momentum. Here comes Chavis. Chavis to Chavis. Ray on the way, three. Oh, he missed his short. Put back Fahey. Scott. Tie score. 57-59-59. Fahey with a nice putback move there. Perfect anticipation. Coming up on 5 minutes, fans. 59 all. Here's Golubiowski. He flings it over left side. Foot fake Cano. Indoors. Dozier. No, Cotton. Cotton has Chavis in his face. But Chavis came over the top in a huge way. And that's Chavis. Well, that's listed as Chavis' first. I thought it was his second. Boy, he almost broke Cotton's neck. Chavis came over the top so hard. Here's Cotton on the way. Oh, he missed it. The leading scorer for the Hawks missed the free throw at a critical time. 4:57 to go. Ari out. Wells back in for the DUs. Here's Cotton on the line. Couldn't miss another one. Nope. Oh, he missed them both. Oh, the Penguins needed that. 4:54. The leading scorer for the Hawks coming down the stretch. Are you kidding me? Chavis now outside of the Wells. Wells on the left. Wells on the right. Wells looks left. Now he passes off to Alistair. 19 on the shot clock. 4:40 to go. Flack now. Flack has got Cano plastered to him. Over to Chavis. Drifting into the paint. 360. Chavis with a softy. 61-59. Chavis with a deuce. 4:24. The clock is rolling. Coming right down to it now. Turner with the ball. Hawks. 2 hour left attacking that southern hoop. Here's Cano. Goes top of the key now. Turner. Turner doesn't know what to do with it. He's got Wells in his face. Here's Cano. Cano gets a screen. Up to Golubiowski. Top of the key. No, that's not. That is Kargis. Over to the right side now. Driving in the baseline. Ooh, and a soft shot off the glass. Very nicely done by Josh Dozier. But Dozier is tough. He's a junior. 3:45 to go now. 61 up. Trading baskets. The Penguins need to pull away here. Penguins trailed by about 8. Then they led by 10. Here's Fahey with a softy. Turn around. Nothing. It's tipped out of bounds. Penguin ball. No! And the Hawks get the ball back. Ray Chavis out. Ari Ivintosh back in with the hose all the way up to the knees. Ivintosh, the only player on the court with the black hose all the way up. Black shoes, black hose. Wearing them high. 3:22, the clock rolls. Penguins on defense now. Here's Cotton. Cotton drives in baseline very softly. In. No, he missed it. Fahey down with it. 61 up, Flack. Penguins need to score right here. Here's Pat. Thinks three. Head fake. Over to Adam. Oh! Chavis ends up on the floor, but he's okay. After Kargis ended up on the floor, Chavis almost twisted an ankle, but somehow he's okay. 63-61 Penguins. Chavis is in there to block the shot. Oh, jump ball. Penguins are going to get it now. Possession goes to the Penguins after Chavis got in there and tied it up. And now Tabani's called a timeout. 2:49 to go, fans. 63-61. Oh, man. This is one heck of a game, fans. And it's exactly what everyone expected. And that's why the house is filled up so nicely. Had a pretty good crowd on hand for the ladies' game, unfortunately. Penguin women lost a little bit earlier to the Lady Hawks. Penguin men are now on top, but only by 2. It's been a back-and-forth game. The Hawks came out very tough early in the first half. Scored the first 7 points of the game. The Penguins then came back and led by as many as 10. But now it's only a 2-point game, 63-61. And you're listening to it live from the Conlon Center on the campus of Dominican University of California on the West Coast, for those of you who don't know where California is. That's right, we are on the West Coast where the time is 8:58 p.m., Tuesday the 8th, 2008, on the day of the New Hampshire primary. The Penguins would like to win this one by a landslide, but we'll see. Uh-oh. And now Cotton steals it away after the Penguins bring it inbounds. Flack with a bullet pass, a chest pass, almost the length of the court. And he throws it away. And it's going to be the Hawks' ball as it falls out of bounds, as diving for it was Ari Ivantosh. 63-61 with 2:36 to go. Now Jones is back up on his feet. Tavani. Oh, Tavani's on his feet. He's all the way down at the end of the court by the Gatorade, by the cooler. Now Alistair is plastering his guys, trying to make up for that terrible pass. I mean, it wasn't so much a terrible pass as it was a superb get by Dozier. And now the jump shot, it wasn't Dozier, it was Cotton. Now the jump shot by Kargus is missed, and the Penguins come down with it. 63-61. And Wells has got it. Wells now points over to Ari on the left side. Oh, a bullet pass to Ari. Oh, no, he gets it away, tips it up, it's up in the air. Uh-oh, now Cotton comes up with it. An unforced error by the Penguins. 2:02. Cotton ends up on the floor, he walks with it. And the Penguins are going to get it back. 63-61, 2:01 to go. Now, Tavani checks with Brandon Davis for the number of timeouts left. Three timeouts left for the Penguins, and Tavani uses one of them now. 1:58 to go. And the possession clock, Tavani wants to make sure, is going. And the Penguins got it last time. I'm not sure why it's still pointing toward the DUs, but we'll see. 63-61. As Coach Tavani has taken a timeout, 1:58 to go, 63-61. This broadcast on radio.dominican.edu, brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. This is Stuart Horn with you, bringing you the first live broadcast of the 2007-2008 campaign. Well, I should say in the year 2008. Because, of course, we broadcast the previous home games, but, of course, that was in 2007. So I think I've thoroughly confused everyone. But the excitement level here is so high, perhaps I'll get a pass. 63-61, end of the timeout has come. Tavani checking to make sure exactly how many timeouts he's got. He needs to know. End of the timeout's come. Here we go. Clock rolls 1:57. It's moving. Here's Alistair. Penguins by two. Flack now over to Wells. Well, Wells had a clean look. He didn't take it. Back to Al between the circles. Now they get it indoors. Fahey. Chavis. Chavis down low. Has it tipped away. Penguin ball. It was tipped away, but it was knocked out of bounds by Jonathan Kargus. Kargus out of San Diego is a sophomore at 6'5". Indoors now to Chavis. See what Chavis can do, bringing it down to the wire. 1:38. The Penguins by two. Nine on the shot clock. Here is Alistair. Alistair outside Chavis. Jumper on the way. Oh, it was short. Cotton down with it. 63-61. We're inside of a buck and a half. 1:22. The clock is rolling. Cano's got it. Holds out the right thumb. Points it downward to indicate the play. Cano now goes left side. Now to the right. Now to Kargus. Indoors Kargus. Oh, Chavis with a block. Oh, and it was a foul. I thought Chavis had a clean block. Yeah, all right, so that's going to be Chavis' fourth. Oh, it was on Fahey. Okay, so that was on Fahey. How many? Four? That's his. Okay, I don't know. Three. Brandon Davis is holding up 3.5 fingers. I didn't know what that meant. I round upward. 63-61, he missed it! Holy cow, that could have been the game. Kargus is back on the line now. Kargus on the way. Side spin, good. Golubiowski's back in there now. 63-62. The Penguins are going to have the ball, and they do, and the clock rolls. 1:07. 1:07, Alistair Flack drives it. Oh, he had a clean look. Chavis, oh no, he missed it. Chavis had a clean softy from the right off the glass. 63-62, 30 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Cotton across the middle. Timeout is called by Cotton. Dennis Jones wants a little time to talk about it. 63-62 as Dennis Jones has called a full timeout. Speaking to the communications department. Where our leader is Melba Beals. If you'd like more information about attending Dominican University of California, you can check the university website, www.dominican.edu. And all the information you could ever want is right there at a full-service website. It tells you everything about the university, including the history. Catholic-centered university here in San Rafael, California. It's a great history dating back to 1890. Of course, the Conlon Center's history dating back to 2000. And here we go, 46 seconds, fans, 63-62. And the Hawks have the ball at midcourt. They're going to bring it in from the far side, that is away from us. They bringing it in on the western side. Midcourt, Golubiowski brings it in. Into the backcourt, he throws it in. Cano's got it. He's got Alistair Flack on him. Flack is looking into his eyes. Flack back and forth. Cano beat him for a second, but Flack snaps back in there. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Heumann has it. Now Golubiowski. Oh! Chavez steals it away. Now Flack across the middle. Cotton comes up behind him, but Flack saves it. Flack calls a timeout. 24 seconds to go. 63-62. Oh, and a great play by Chavez to steal the ball away. And Flack with a great move to bring it across midcourt. Flack with a great move to bring it across midcourt, and he had Hawks climbing up his back. But Flack was able to hold on to the ball. And then with a heads-up look over to the coach, he got the timeout. This game is not disappointing anybody. 63-62, it's exactly as everybody thought it would play out. Now, who will hold on to win? Our officials from the NAIA, Tony Fry, Ron Brokenbrough, Sam Haddad. Those guys are in the house, of course. They've been calling this one pretty close. So Chavez is going to bring it in now on the far side. 24 seconds, the clock rolls. Inbounds foul against Flack. So the foul is called against Cano. 22 seconds on the clock. Now they go into the backcourt. Here's Wells. Wells now goes between the legs to Chavez. Uh-oh, Chavez has it stripped away. Uh-oh. Oh, down to the right side. Here is over to the right now, left side. Aaron Cano drives in. 8 seconds. Timeout. Dennis Jones. Man, oh, man. Chavez had it stolen away as he tried the overhead bomb pass. But he let go of it a little bit too late. One of the Hawks got in the way of it and knocked it loose. 63-62. And the Hawks have the ball. 63-62, the Hawks have the ball. There's 7 fouls committed by the Hawks, 5 committed by the Penguins, so that's not going to come into play. Could this game go to overtime? The Conlon Center here, the home of the Penguins, is very loud all of a sudden. I'm not sure who's playing the music, but it's getting loud in here. A lot of Hawks fans in the house. All the Penguin women are still in the house. All of the Hawks women are still in the house. 63-62. The Hawks looking to make it a sweep. What, Tavani just came over and looked at me like a wild animal. He just stared me down. Here we go, fans. 8 seconds to go. Hawks bring it into the backcourt. Flack into the backcourt. Here's Cano's got it. 5. Left side. Here's a jumper by Cotton. In and out. Tipped out. Penguins win it. There's the buzzer. Penguins win it.
Cotton missed the jumper. Cotton had the chance to put it away. Cotton from the left side. Cotton at about 16 feet with the jumper. Cotton, the leading scorer for the Hawks. Coach Jones wanted to get into Cotton's hands for the final shot of the night, and he did. The clock wound down. The ball bounced out of bounds. The buzzer went just as the ball was in the air. Penguins 63. Hawks 62. That puts the Penguins to 4-1 in conference. 3-1 for the Hawks. 4-1 for the Penguins. 3-1 for the Hawks. Penguins just moved into first place by percentage points. What a night. 63-62, the final. Man, oh man, a one-point game at the end. It doesn't get a ton better than that. Man, what an exciting night. Penguins with some beautiful play tonight. Alistair Flack. Valderrama with some quality time. Wells with the Mohawk and some great minutes tonight. Ferreira out of Hayfork. Ivan Tosh. Great work by the number two scorer for the Penguins, Ari. Nate Rogoff. Great minutes in there for Rogoff, the senior out of San Luis. Adam Chavez, the Penguins' leading scorer, showed us why tonight. Chavez with some superb work. Havlicek with some good minutes. Ray Chavez buried that big tray ball to get the Penguins off the schneid and get the momentum back for the Penguins early. Kruger and Fahey with some quality time. And Ryan Trammell with another superb night. For Trammell, the junior from Oceanside at 6'5", a superb night, 63-62, your final. Penguins in first place in the Cal Pack, but we've got a long way to go. Our next broadcast, fans. January 12th versus Bethany, a Cal Pack doubleheader. The women at 5:30, the guys at 7:30. January 17th versus Menlo, the Oaks in the Conlin Center, 5:30, 7:30. And January 19th, so three more conference games. Bang, bang, bang for the Penguins. And that one will be against CSU Maritime Academy, 5:30, 7:30, Cal Pack doubleheaders. Penguins beat the Hawks from Holy Names tonight. 63-62, and you heard it right here on radio.dominican.edu.